Strong cattle markets continue to hit the headlines. I'm Keith Weinberg with your farm news update. Bob Linneman with Kleist Commodities, based out of Watertown, South Dakota, said, wow, these cattle markets are strong.
It was wild. Let's just put it like that. It's a great way to describe it. The jump in the live cattle prices are just kind of, we're in unknown territory. Keith, to be honest, I mean, anywhere from $4 to $10 higher in the dressed world, all the way up to $3.52. Most of that cattle in the South was around $2.18, but again, it did trade up to $2.22 to $2.24 on some, you know, some late day stuff there. So, but we've been talking about this for a couple weeks where they just, the packers are waiting and waiting and waiting until late in the day on Friday and then not getting enough bought that week. So then the next week they need to buy more and not getting enough bought that week. So that's just continuation to roll. I think caught up to him, to be honest.
And Bob said one thing that's really catching his eye is the slaughter levels.
And we're down 21,000 from a week ago, but we're down almost 60,000 from a year ago levels. And those are the numbers that are really, I think, surprising. And that goes to show that the herd size is down. We just don't have the numbers we're used to. So how long is this sustainable is the real question. And again, we talk about it and you read about it. The prices in the grocery store are getting to the point where you're going to look for alternatives.
And you're seeing those alternatives at the grocery store.
You're kind of seeing that in the meat counters versus when there's pork there, there's beef there, there's chicken, and the chicken and the pork have kind of been picked over and the beef counter looks pretty full, you know, and so how long can that sustain? I don't know. I don't think anyone has the answer, but boy, I think everyone agrees that when it rolls over, it's going to roll over and it's going to be aggressive to the downside.
And we've been talking about that possibility now for months. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.